Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Robert Dietz, the chief economist with the NAHB, the National Association of Home Builders. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I wanted to get your forecast on the housing market and what it's going to do the remainder of this year and into next year. Why don't you get my listeners a little flavor for what's going on in the housing market?
Sure. On the single-family building market, we see continued growth for 2017 and basically along the same trend in 2018. We're looking at more or less right around about 10% growth rates for single-family construction. And that's, you know, basic challenge here is for builders to keep up with what we see as unmet demand in the housing market. You've got growth in jobs, you've got growth in population, but existing home inventories are really tight. So the challenge for builders is meeting that demand, getting enough workers, getting enough lots in order to build toward that. On the multifamily side, we're in kind of a leveling off process. We think 2015 was probably the peak year for multifamily building in this cycle. Multifamily construction should remain elevated, but it's likely to shrink a little bit over the next couple of years as the momentum in the market moves from multifamily to single family.
Mm-hmm. Let me go through some numbers that you published that I've just lifted off your site right before this interview. In 17, we're looking at housing starts of about a 1.2 million, and that's 855 for single and 379 for multi. And then 18, it goes up to 1.327, and that's an increase to 961 on single, and then a little decrease in multi. That reinforces what you were saying, into 10% growth. And then on the existing side, looks like it's still continuing just to ramp up a little bit, somewhere around that 5 million mark, right?
That's right. And on the existing home sales growth, which does have a big impact on the remodeling market, we've got positive growth rates. We think they're kind of constrained by the amount of inventory that's available. So we're looking at growth rates in the existing market of 3-4%, but that's going to make that inventory issue tighter and should keep price growth in the housing market moving forward, which is good news and bad news. It's good news for existing homeowners because it means more equity in their homes, and that can drive remodeling spending. It's bad news in the affordability side, particularly for those first-time home buyers, and we think there's a lot more of them to come as the millennials age.
Yeah, so prices of housing is going up, and that's because there's not enough inventory. And then you've got these mortgage rates. We're watching them tick up. They're about a point above where they were last year and are predicted to go about another point higher next year, right?
Well, we think that likely see a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate above 5% sometime in late 2018. So okay. We do think rates are going up. I think we have to distinguish between good rate increases and bad rate increases. Yes, there are good rate increases. If rates are going up because growth is going up, because job creation is accelerating, those are good things for the housing sector. If rates are going up because there's expectations for inflation or policy uncertainty, those are bad things. So we're going to have to watch what are the components of causing those rates to go up going forward. And then something else to keep in mind, the Federal Reserve later this year is going to begin drawing down its balance sheet of mortgage-backed securities that it purchased after the recession. That will have a small negative impact on the housing market in terms of increasing rates.
I know your background, you got a PhD in economics from OSU, and after you finished on Columbus, you worked on the Hill for a little while. So what has this change in the administration in Washington, what effect has that had on housing?
It's had an unambiguously positive effect on regulations.
Yeah.
Regulatory costs are one of the real reasons that it's hard for home builders to reach down and build at that entry-level space. It's those smaller, lower-priced home markets where you see price growth ironically growing the fastest. And we estimated over the last 5 years, for example, that the costs of regulations on home building had grown about 30%, which is just a striking number. So I think we're going to get good news on regulatory costs. I think it's a wait and see and be sure to participate on some other issues, things like tax reform, housing finance reform, trade policy. There's going to be winners and losers. NAHB is obviously highly engaged in terms of the advocacy of the industry, both on Capitol Hill and the White House, on a lot of those issues. But I think in general there's some expectation, and we see this in the stock markets, that growth is going to be faster. That would certainly be good news for the industry.
All right, so a minute ago we talked about the fact that single family is growing faster than multifamily. Another tale that tells is that home ownership it's a desirable thing. People really see the value in owning homes. So what data do you have on that as far as the millennials and what they want to do?
I think every survey you see of consumer expectations and consumer aspirations suggests that about three-quarters of millennials, just as it was about three-quarters of Gen Xers, they want single family, they want home ownership, and for the most part, they want kind of a suburban aesthetic to the neighborhood that they ultimately reside in. So we kind of knew there was this sort of latent, unmet demand for home ownership. We didn't really see it over the last few years, but there's hints now in the data that the momentum has really begun to change. For example, in the first quarter of 2017, for the first time in years in the post-recession period, the growth in homeowners actually exceeded the growth in new renters. That's an important moment. That's a moment where if we see continuous quarters of that, the homeownership rate should begin to stabilize, and we will continue to see this growing and gathering demand for single-family homes. So that's good news for homeowners who are looking to sell, and it's good news for home builders who are looking to build.
The entry-level people, they have to get into the market for the whole system to work, don't they?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it's a challenge to build those kind of lower-priced homes. We've seen growth in some segments of the market where that's occurring. Townhouse construction is actually a good example of that, where it's about 12% of the market, but that particular market has been growing faster than the overall single-family market. We're seeing a little bit of a slowdown at the luxury end of the market, and we're seeing increasingly experimentation and attempts to build entry-level homes by national and regional builders to meet that unmet demand down at the entry level of the market.
One quick last question. You said something a minute ago I want to key in on. You say suburban is desirable, so because there'd been this big move toward going downtown. So what's the
thing? Yeah, my particular opinion on that is it's been proven dead wrong. I mean, if you look at the growth statistics, growth is occurring in the suburbs in terms of population. If you look at the survey data, people say they want the suburbs. I think there is a lot of articles written that was more hope or speculation about both retiring baby boomers and millennials living downtown. But the underlying demographics and sort of the life cycle, which is people live as singles, as renters in downtown areas, then they get married and have kids. And honestly, suburbs suit kids better. And so as the millennials who are right around an age of 27 begin to move in their 30s, they're going to increasingly, and with growing numbers, seek out those suburban locations.
I got you. Okay, great. Well, it's good to spend time with you. It's always insightful. Again, been talking to Robert Dietz, the chief economist with the NHB, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.